Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How do you find simple wisdom for everyday life? According to Dwayne Ross, this wisdom is found in the book of Proverbs. That's why he wrote the book, Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. Dwayne takes the scripture in Proverbs and categorizes it by themes based on the teaching of a particular proverb, providing a treasure of wisdom for cultivating relationships. We pause. Speaking of relationships, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, it's about relationships, specifically relationship with God. Where are you, dear friend, in relation to God today? Do you know Him? Do you know that He knows you and that He loves you and that you can experience what it means and what it's like to have a relationship with Almighty God? God loves you so much. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, dear one, Jesus calls you to Himself. Would you come to Him? Would you turn to Him? Turn from your ways and follow His ways. Turn from anything you know to be sinful and turn to God. Your relationship with Christ can make all the difference now and in your future. Dwayne Ross can attest to that, and he will. He's the author of Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. He's an assistant, the assistant pastor of the Apostolic Faith Church in Richmond, Virginia. He's preached and held teaching seminars and has been involved in panel discussions coast to coast, from Washington to California, from New York to Florida. Dwayne, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and it's a pleasure to talk to those listening to The Good Life. I like the title of that show, The Good Life. That's what God has provided for us.
Amen.
Dwayne, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a little town. Well, it was little as I was growing up. So I call it the little town of Puyallup, Washington State. And like I said, it's just a little south of Tacoma, and it has grown up to a fairly large city at this point in time. But that's where I grew up in, Washington State.
What was it like growing up there?
It was nice. Washington State, on that side of the, I'm on the west side of the Rocky Mountains, kind of down along the coastline, maybe like an hour or two from the coastline. And so we had fairly cool weather most of the time, and it was a quiet little small town at that time, so I could pretty much ride my bike or walk anywhere I wanted to go. I had a farmer who lived, had a small ranch across the street from me, and so that kept me busy with some work when I wanted work, and so I was blessed. I had a good life.
Who influenced you most, Dwayne, in your growing up years?
I would have to say my dad, even though I interacted more with my mom, but my dad had a very quiet, calm demeanor, and he was always stable, which is one of the things that I had grown to appreciate. So he, when I say he was always stable, whether things was good or things was the chaos, my dad was still the same individual. Never heard him raise his voice at me or my mother. Not that he didn't discipline us. He believed in discipline, but he was always fair. You know, the Bible talks about temperance, and that's, I get my understanding of the word temperance from my dad. He never jumped too far off the spectrum one way or the other, and I kind of believe that's the fruit of the Spirit. It's about temperance that I think of my dad, and so he had a large influence on my life.
Your dad influences you significantly, even to this day. Tell us of your spiritual journey. How did you become a Christian?
My dad was a minister in the Apostolic Faith Church organization, and so I grew up in the church and around the church. And at the age of somewhere around 10, we was at a camp meeting down in Portland, Oregon, and the preacher was preaching. I had went up to the front of the church, basically just because up at the front of the church, you know, they had a little section where the deaf was receiving the message through sign language, and I enjoyed watching that. So I had actually moved up to the front of the church, and I was sitting there while this preacher was preaching, and he was actually preaching on hell, and that through Jesus' blood you can escape hell. And it was at that time when everything kind of clicked within me that let me know, you know what, you know, you're around the church all of the time, but I've never prayed and asked God to forgive me. And so that morning I knelt at the altar and asked the Lord to forgive me of my sin. And he became my personal Savior at that point in time. And even though I was young, and my Christian walk with him matured over the years, but still, that was the point in time where I can always look back to, and I know I knelt my knee and asked God to forgive me of my sin. And I was washed in the blood. And I've been holding on to that ever since.
You experienced that as a boy. What has your experience been like through the years, specifically as you grew from boyhood into manhood?
I went through stages, really. In my teenage years, I would say around between 16, 17, I really went through a point in time where I was living saved. I was, you know, doing everything right. But in the back of my mind, I kept holding on to this idea, this thought that once I get away from home, I'm no longer going to be a Christian, and I'm going to check out what the world has to offer. And I actually signed up to join the Navy when I was 17. And as soon as I graduated, a couple of months after graduation, I was on my way to boot camp. And I remember on the bus ride going down to boot camp, I was thinking, okay, now I'm away from home, I'm away from the church, and I'm away from God, and I can do what I want to do. And so that was one stage where, you know, I was really kind of resisting the gospel and resisting the Spirit of God as the Spirit of God tried to move into my life. During boot camp, I began to recognize how blessed I was versus some of the other people who was in boot camp who did not know God. And so I just kind of held my own during boot camp, and I started to watch that because I was like, you know, I really don't want my life to be like their life. I'm going to wait until I get out of boot camp and find some other people that I really want my life to be like. And when I say that, boot camp, of course, is stressful. There's a lot of pressures and a lot of things on your life that causes you to emotionally have to work through some things. And what I found was I was more like my dad, and I was a little more temperate going through boot camp, and whatever pressures and stressors they put on my life, I was holding steady, while so many around me was, you know, swinging the pendulum from one side to the other. If the chief was giving them a compliment, boy, they was way up there, and as soon as he was riding their case, then they was dropping way down, and they just had a hard time dealing with the pressures and the stress of the boot camp. And I realized I was holding temperate. I was emulating my dad, and I also recognized that temperance came from the Spirit of God, who blesses me and kept me under control. So that began my process, kind of rethinking, like, wait a minute, I'm not so sure I want to give this up so quick. So after boot camp, I went into A school, and I was training to be an aircraft structural mechanic. And going through A school, I was bunking with three other fellas in our room. And they had told me that they was determined, because I had told them I've never drank, you know, I've never done any of that stuff. And they said, oh yeah, before you leave here, we're going to make sure that you drink alcohol and you do everything right along with us.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to take a quick break here, but
all right.
I want to come in at that point because I want to see what we want to hear what happened.
I'm going to hold my breath to the break.
Because you're an honest man, you're sharing your story, so I want to hear what took place, and I'm quite certain our listeners want to hear that as well.
Okay.
I think
Amen.
There's a point of application, because we all internally, we all go through periods of testing. You know, testing, by that I mean times when we know what we've been taught. We even have a sense of what the right thing is to do. And yet there are moments in life when we want to see how far we can go. Maybe without getting caught, or maybe even walking through a fire that we set ourselves, and with the thought that we could survive it. And sometimes, maybe even right now, you feel like you're going through something and you're making it through. But you know you took a few shortcuts along the way. You know, just you know deep in your heart, a compromise here, a little subtle thing there. Wow, I'm unscathed. Can I continue going on like this? Well, we're going to go back and listen to Dwayne when he shares about his story. I think it'll relate with that situation. When we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Go ahead and get Dwayne Ross's new book, Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. You can get the book on Amazon.com. Dwayne Ross has preached internationally in Canada and the Dominican Republic, as well as speaking from coast to coast, from Washington State to California to New York, from New York to Florida, across the country. Dwayne Ross is our guest today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment. You want to get this program in its entirety? You can do so for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dwayne, you were being tested. Your fellow Navy men were testing you. They said, "Look, we'll see how good you make it through. Well, we're going to put you to the test." What happened?
Yes, they, and that was exactly their words. They guaranteed me by the time I left them, because we were in a school, I forget exactly if it was a month or 2 months, but they guaranteed me that by the time we separated, they was going to make me drink alcohol, and you know that I was just going to be one of them by the time we left. And as I had mentioned, in my mind, I was already searching for a way out of the living the life of a Christian and getting into the life of the world. But it seemed like every time that challenge came and the opportunity came for me to make a switch, something inside me was just like somebody pulling back on the reins and pulling back on the horses and saying, "Whoa, wait a minute, I'm not so ready to give up just yet." So this one time in particular, that, and this is the point in time that really settled kind of within me a little bit that, you know what, I don't want to leave God. So what happened was I was out on the flight deck and had been working on a helicopter, and I was hot, and I had came to the room, put my hand on the doorknob, and I distinctly remember when I put my hand on the doorknob, I was saying, "Boy, I sure hope they have a Mountain Dew for me in here." I opened up the door, and sure enough, one of my buddies said, "You know, hey, we got a Mountain Dew for you." And I immediately turned around and said, "No, thank you. I'm going to go down here and get my own." And I walked down to the vending machine, purchased my own Mountain Dew, and came back to the room. And walking back to the room, I remember thinking, you know what, this is kind of stupid. They had a Mountain Dew already for me. I wanted the Mountain Dew. Why did I come and spend my money to get my own Mountain Dew? And I was kind of fussing at myself for doing that. But when I got back to the room and they realized that I had my own can of Mountain Dew, they asked me, "Why did you get your own?" I said, I don't know. I guess just something I wanted to do. And they said, "Well, once again, we was trying to trick you. We actually had Jack Daniels in this Mountain Dew can." I was like, "Ah, that's why I got my own." And that is the point in time when I realized God doesn't want me to leave him. And if I'm going to leave God, I'm going to have to work at leaving God. And I said within myself, "God, I want to leave you." And from that time on, there was time after time after time where I seen God working on my behalf. And I'm happy to say when I separated with those fellas at A school, I was still the same Christian and probably a little bit stronger Christian than I was when I first walked into that room, because I still had never drank alcohol, even to the point where they threatened to tie me down while I was sleeping and pour alcohol down my mouth. Then the day they told me that night, I went to bed and went to sleep just like any other night. And every night after that, I just went to bed and went to sleep and never once considered that, you know, they was going to tie me down and actually get alcohol poured down my throat. And the reason I could do that was because of my faith and my confidence in God, that God had built up within me, going back to the what I call the Mountain Dew test. When I listened to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God was willing, able, ready to direct me, to keep me on the path of righteousness and living for Him.
Dwayne,
so
thank you.
I had no doubt regarding their threats that God was able to take care of them.
That is such a powerful testimony for our listeners to hear, because God does protect, and we need to even be expecting that. Now, let me ask you, why did you write Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom?
Well, as I got married and had my own kids, and my own kids was growing up, and I wanted to impart wisdom to my kids, and I realized the best wisdom that is out there, the wisdom that would be timeless, regardless of what happened to me, that wisdom comes from God, and God shared that wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Myself, growing up and in the Apostolic Faith Church, we used the King James Version. I absolutely believe and trust and read and live by the King James Version. But at the same time, I recognized in my kids that they struggled with the King James Version, and there was a lot of explaining that I needed to do to make some of the Proverbs make sense in today's time. I found the New Living Translation and realized that that was a translation that was in current voice, in a modern tone, and easy for young people to read and to understand. And so I set about categorizing Proverbs, because, you know, the wisdom of Proverbs on a particular topic might be a couple of verses here in this chapter and a couple of verses at the beginning and the end of that other chapter and over towards the back of the book. And so I wanted something that for a young person to sit down and read Proverbs regarding any particular type of theme. They could go to one book and just read, you know, all of the Proverbs related to that, mm-hmm. and read it in a modern voice that they could easily understand, but yet have that modern voice anchored to what I consider the King James Version. And so that's what I did with the book that I wrote. It is all of the verses of Proverbs, and they're all categorized based on the relationship that particular verse happens to be speaking to. And so Proverbs deals with giving us wisdom in our relationship with God. It gives us wisdom in our relationship from a child's perspective to the parent, from the parent's perspective, relationship to the kid, relationships with building friendships, in business relationships, financial relationships. It even gives us wisdom so that we can cultivate a relationship with wisdom herself. And Proverbs speaks of wisdom in the female tone and encourages us to build a relationship with wisdom herself. And so that's what motivated this book. Now, by the time I actually got the book written and printed, now my kids are grown and married, but that was what motivated the book.
What proverb is your favorite, Dwayne?
Oh boy, favorite because there are so so many. That's
almost
a difficult
like a trick question.
Yeah. But I would have to go with Proverbs 3:17, which says, "She will guide you," and that "she" is referring to wisdom, "will guide you down delightful paths, and all her ways are satisfying." And that's really what God motivation, I believe, for the book of Proverbs is all about, so that he can give us something tangible. Not only has he given us his son who died on the cross, and through his blood we can be washed and we can make heaven our home after this life, but he has also given us wisdom so that here in this life we can have delightful paths and find the pathways of wisdom to be completely satisfying. And I can completely say amen to that, to that verse, and that's kind of why I tend towards that verse as my favorite amongst, because I can read the verse and I can just say for my own life, amen, I have found God's way to be very satisfying.
You've spoken, Duane, from northern parts of the U.S., coast to coast. What compelled you to dedicate yourself to such an extensive ministry?
Because I was a minister within the Apostolic Faith Church organization, and they have, you know, the multiple churches throughout the United States and up in Canada. And so joining the Navy actually brought me from the West Coast out to the East Coast. And so I started preaching on the East Coast, but also because of the camp meeting in Portland, Oregon, and knowing people on the West Coast, and traveling back to the West Coast after I was a preacher, I would also preach on the West Coast as well. We took trips up to Canada, up to Newfoundland, and preached in several churches up there in Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. Our East Coast camp meeting is down in Century, Florida, and so I'm down in Florida, in Century, Florida. I preached in Orlando, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham. I preached, like I said, yeah, up and down, and it's all related to the ministry within the Apostolic Faith Church.
A statesman indeed for the Apostolic Faith Church. His name is Pastor Duane Ross. Duane is the author of the book Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. You can find out more and get a hold of that book. Get a hold of a copy for yourself, maybe a gift for friends, or maybe even use the book as a guide for a group study and a gift. Yeah. Amazon.com, Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom by Duane Ross. When we come back from our break, what's it like for someone to experience a moment with his father that he will always remember, particularly in the later stages? Yes, the last stages of his father's life. You heard Duane talk about how tender and how temperate his father has been, a testimony throughout his life of the Christian walk. But when we come back, a story from his experience with his dad in the final stages of his father's life. Yes, moments like these are moments that we don't forget. And the more we think about them, the more we talk about them, the more we share, there's an element of inspiration, an element of hope, an element of wonder, awe, in what God is able to do. More from Duane Ross, talking about his father and his heavenly father also when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you can hear the tenderness of his heart, his love for his kids, his love for the Word of God, his love for wisdom. And so he writes the book, speaking of Dwayne Ross, he writes the book Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. You can get a hold of this book at Amazon.com. Find out more about the book. And Dwayne, again, Amazon.com, available for you. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro. Find out more about our program. Get this program in its entirety for free to share with a family member or friend at The Good Life Hawaii. .com. Danny Amashiro with Suzanne Maurer and Dwayne Ross. Suzanne, we talked about Dwayne and an amazing experience that he has had with his dad.
Dwayne, you have shared of the influence your dad had, the character your father had, and I know that there was a very tender time at the end of your father's life. Would you share that with our listeners?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. As I had mentioned, my dad is the one who had a large influence on my life, and he is somebody that I had watched live the Christian life from, I would, at least in my eyes, from beginning to the end. I'm not saying that all of his life he was saved, but all of my life, for me watching him, he was living the Christian life in front of me. But I had moved from North Carolina out to California, and moved my family out there to take care of my mom and dad in their later years. And so the night that my dad passed, I was with him in the hospital room, and he had signed the do not resuscitate papers, and you know, he had let me know, Bo, he called me Bo, so in this story I'll refer to myself as Bo.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, Bo, I was ready to go. I've lived my life, and you know, I understand the disease process and what's going on, down and, you know, don't try to fight this. And I said, you know, okay, Dad, I agreed with him. But within just a couple of hours of him being there at the hospital and he was struggling to breathe, he kind of tapped my arm as I was standing by the bed talking to my mom. And he said, Bo, look at that. Look at that. And he was pointing up towards the ceiling. And I said, well, Dad, I don't see anything. He says, oh, it's beautiful. Bo, just look at it. Like, Dad, I can't see what you're seeing. You know, what is it? And he was just kind of lifting his arms up. He didn't have a whole lot of strength, but he was lifting his arms up as best he could and was just waving and just looking out towards the ceiling. And every once in a while, he would just say, Bo, beautiful. Mm. And so able to see my dad's example of a Christian man lived before me from as young as I can remember right up to the point of his death. And the example that he lived in front of me was living the Christian life. It's beautiful. And that was the words that he put on. Bo, it's beautiful. And I can say from what I have seen of his life here on earth, it was beautiful. And I wait with great anticipation to see what he saw when he crossed over. Mm-hmm. But it was a pleasure for me to be able to be with him that night and to experience him experiencing crossing over and obtaining heaven as his home.
And did he pass shortly thereafter?
Yes. He eventually, you know, he put his arms down and he kind of turned to the side, and that was his last breath. So he passed, you know, really easy, and like within minutes of saying, Bo, it's beautiful, he passed.
Thank you.
As you reflect, Duane, on where the Lord has taken you, what stands out most in terms of impacting lives through the teaching of God's Word?
Wow. What stands out most? I think what the experiences that God has taken me through in life, as I go through those experiences, it strengthens my teaching, and it strengthens my confidence in God's Word. It strengthens my confidence in a relationship. A strong relationship with God is the best choice in life. And through those two things being strengthened, when I talk to or I'm in the middle of a teaching, I feel like I can teach not only on the authority of God's Word and not only through the anointing of the Spirit, but I'm teaching what I have experienced God take me through. And I think that is what has made the impact. And if I can share another story, I can share an example of what I mean by that. One of the things that God has taken me through that has actually strengthened in my teaching of his Word. Is it okay if I go into another story?
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So while I was in California after my dad passed, my wife was also diagnosed with cancer. And she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and it had already... By the time they had diagnosed it, it had already metastasized to the bones, and it was pretty well metastasized throughout her body. So they said that, you know, we can give you treatment, and the treatment will probably have the same end as not having treatment, but it may give you a little more time. But understand that little more time is to be painful and stressful with you going through the treatment. And they kind of gave her the option, you know, what do you want to do? And my wife told me that while she was praying about it, the Lord Lord gave her an option. He says, I can heal you, or you can make the better choice. What do you want, healing, or do you want the better choice? And so she asked me, you know, what do you think? What answer should I give God? And, of course, I was dumbfounded and was like, I don't know. You're going to have to answer that one to God for yourself. Just know that I will support you in whatever you decide. And so she came back a couple of days later and told me that she had told God she wanted God's will. She wanted to choose the better end. And so that started a very quick progression towards her death. And within, I would say, about 6 months of her telling me that, she also passed. Hmm. But in that 6 month transition, again, I was able to see the hand of God and the love of God in an individual's life who is going through painful physical, emotional, stressful times in their life and is actually in the process of dying. And I was able to have an intimate part in that. And what I realized, because of ministering in the organization for so long, we had a lot of good friends and people that I consider to be in the organization high, powerful friends. And so every once in a while when I would come home from work, she would say, who called me? She would give me a name, and it was, somebody that I really respected. And I was like, wow, that's really great. Sometimes somebody would be passing through. They would stop in and visit her, and I would come home from work and find out, some person who I highly respected came by the house and visited and prayed with her. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. I was blown away by that. But one day, probably maybe just a month and a half or so before she passed, I came home from work and she said, Dwayne, you'll never guess who stopped by today. And by then, I was out of choices because so many people had stopped by. And I said, I have no idea who came by today. She said, Jesus came by today. And I was kind of sitting and I was like, what? What do you mean? And she said, I was sitting here on the couch and Jesus actually came into the room and I felt his presence as the seat next to me sunk down. He put his arms around me and he just held me for a while. He says, I love you. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And she said, yeah. He hugged me, and he just held me for about 5 minutes or so. And then just before he went away, he said, it's going to be okay. You've chosen the better end. And he left me. And like I say, within about a month and a half or so after that, she had passed. Her last words to me was, I see the better end. Mm. And so from that time on, at first, now this, my dad passing was a great experience, and I enjoyed having that moment with him. My wife passing was totally different because now I was a lot more emotionally involved in that than I was with my dad. Because, obviously my wife was young and I was going to miss my wife tremendously. And so shortly after that, I was asked to preach there in Woodlake, California. And I preached a sermon about giving what you have to God. And I preached the sermon. In my mind, I was still kind of living in an emotional fog, and I was just kind of going through the motions. I fully believed that the Word of God was true, and so I didn't have any problems preaching the Word of God. And so I preached, but then after I preached, I didn't really have any emotional connection to it. Like I said, I was just kind of in my own little space at that time. And people had came down, and they was praying around the altar, and I went to the back of the church and was just sitting there just kind of watching things. And the Lord asked me, why don't you give me what you have? And I told God, I said, well, Lord, you already took the very best thing that I ever had. I don't I don't have anything left to give you. He says, well, give me what you have. I said, God, I have nothing. I don't have anything to give to you. He says, well, will you give me that? I said, what do you mean? God, do you want my nothing? And he says, yes. I said, well, what are you going to do with nothing? And God says, what was here before the world was here? And it was like a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, nothing. He says, look now. And I had to go down myself to the altar and allow God to take the emptiness and the nothing that I felt I had within me. And God took that and has given me a whole nother world, a whole nother blessing, and I feel like I'm living on top of the world. And when I preach, when I talk about the Word of God, I feel like I'm talking with confidence in seeing God work in people's lives at the beginning of it, first get saved, and I've seen him at the end of people's lives, just as they was crossing over to be with him.
Well, Dwayne, when we come back, let's continue on here and describe for us what God has done through your experience, your expression, your feelings of nothingness after your wife passed. What has God done? Because somebody today who's with us, listening, joining us, Dwayne, they might feel a bit of emptiness, maybe a great deal of emptiness, a sense of nothingness. Dear one, as you listen to Dwayne Ross today, is that you? Are you depleted? Have you experienced a shock in your life? Maybe you were trying to prepare for something and then the reality hit. And just a feeling of total weakness, total nothingness. A feeling of being limp. What do you do? Well, find out what God did in Dwayne Ross when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So what do you do? What do you do when you feel like you've got nothing more to give? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Our guest today, Dwayne Ross, he's the author of the book Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. You can get a hold of this book, maybe a gift for a friend, a family member. You can get this book at Amazon.com. Dwayne Ross, the author of Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. Good Life, The Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer and our very special guest today, Dwayne Ross. Thanks for joining us. We're glad you're with us today.
Dwayne, what has God done through your experience of feeling you've had nothing more to give to him after your wife passed?
Yeah, Susan, so from that moment when I was at the altar and God was kind of asking me to give him my nothing, I was completely emotionally empty. I felt like I was emotionally lost, and I really didn't know where I was going to go emotionally from within, because my wife had just passed, and I felt like, you know, that was everything for me. But when I gave that nothing, that feeling of emptiness, when I gave it over to God, when I stopped holding on to it, and I realized that was really what I was doing, I was holding on to emptiness. I was holding on to the emotionally being lost, and I was kind of using that as my crutch for how I felt. And I realized through God speaking to me that I really had no excuse to be empty and to be emotionally lost, because God was still there. God mm-hmm. was still in control. God still loved me. God was still reaching out to me. And when God stepped into the vast openness of space and there was a void, God filled it with a very beautiful world that I'm walking on. And so he says, so what is your excuse for holding on to that nothing? And I quickly give it over to the Lord. And if I could just read a scripture out of Proverbs 3:25, this is his promise, and this is what he did for me. 3:25 in Proverbs, it says in the New Living Translation, you need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked, for the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. And that is exactly what God did for me. He took my nothingness. He filled it with love. He filled it with joy. He filled it for a renewed excitement for life and for things that lie ahead. He blessed my life with a wife. Along with the wife, I received two more kids into the house, and my life is full of family. My kids have gone on and gotten married, and so now I have extended family. And just like he took the void in space and created a world, I have a whole nother world that God has walked me into. His love has taken me from one experience to another experience and into more experience. And all I can say is I am so grateful to God to be born and raised in a Christian family, even though I couldn't say that all my life. Looking back, I can truly say it now. There was nothing better in my life than when I gave my life to God and allowed God to walk me through all of these different things, even the tragedies in life. I thank God that I was able to walk through those tragedies with him.
A word, Dwayne, to someone who's going through a really rough time right now, feeling that emptiness, a shocking moment, a change, what would you say?
Trust God. Just take some time just to get on your knees before the Lord, whether physically on your knees or maybe just right in the chair, but within your heart, just get on your knees before the Lord and just begin to praise God, because he is worthy of praise, regardless of the disaster, regardless of what you're going through in life, He is worthy of praise. And when we begin to praise God, and we're praising Him because of a trust that we have in Him, God responds. And whenever God responds, worlds change. There's never been a moment when God has spoken that something didn't change because of what God said. So allow God to speak to you today. Trust Him, love Him, and just give His name praise right now. And God will speak, and you'll see things begin to change in your future.
Dwayne, you're a man of prayer. Would you pray for our dear listener right now who may be going through that really, really tough time?
Heavenly, we thank you, dear Lord, for your love. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, dear God, that we have this opportunity to join from Hawaii to Virginia to Boston to wherever the listeners may be at, dear God. We can join our hearts together and just say thank you, God, for who you are and for what you have done and for your many tremendous blessings that you are providing. But God, I know that there are times that we go through disasters. There are times that we go through emotional pain. And as humans, we just don't see our way out. God, we just ask right now if anybody will just look to you and trust and look to you and just truly say, God, I love you. Difference that will make in their lives. And we just ask that your Spirit will come in, touch them, move upon them, wrap your arms around them, let them know that you love them also, and that your love will change the very future that they are walking into. Thank you, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Dwayne, thank you. Thank you for your ministry of prayer, your ministry of the Word, your love for the Word, your example, and for your open heart of sharing. And thank you for writing that book, Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom. It's available on Amazon at Amazon.com. Dwayne, again, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny, for the privilege to be here with you.
My friend, I hope you've been moved, even as we have, from the life story and the deep insights from Dwayne Ross. Again, find out more about his book, Proverbs, Discover God's Treasure of Wisdom, at Amazon.com. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment, we believe, for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 3:21, my son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dwayne Ross, again, at Amazon.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave